اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're hearing us, first and foremost, I really thank Allah Almighty that we are back with another session of let's recite the Quran Kareem, right? So
yes.
These sessions are a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Networks and also the students of Sevier School. So I'm really happy. I really thank you on behalf of all the students who are here. And we really thank you for joining us and being with us again. So, inshallah, in this session, we're going to learn a very, very important rule about how to fluently read the Quran Kareem. But before we go and learn the new rules, let's just have a quick review of our previous session, okay? So, first of all, let me say hello to all of you. Minhal Hussein, salam alaikum.
Salam. How are you guys?
Ahiya? Everyone is fine. Alhamdulillah. Muhammad Yahya.
Salam. How are you guys?
How are you guys? He's asking you. Oh, well, we are fine. Good. So how about Mahdi? How about Hussein Musa? Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Okay, that's great. So everyone is fine. All Muslim brothers and sisters are fine. So it's time to go and take a quick review from our previous lessons. So in our previous lessons, we talked about the letters which are not written, but we have to pronounce them, yes? Like before that session, we talked about the letters which are written, but we don't have to pronounce them. We don't have to read them, like we skip them. So the letters which are not written and we have to pronounce them, one of the cases was with the letter, like there is sometimes a yi or e sound added to the words, okay? While it's not there, okay? But we add, understood? An E sound. It means we prolong the sound E, the ya sound, okay? For example, Rabbihi. Rabbihi. It's the word Rabbihi with kasra. Ha ends with kasra, okay? So if you want to connect this word with another word, so what do? You just prolong the sound of he, yes? How do you say?
Rabbihi.
Rabbuhu, like Rabbuhu.
Yes. Another case was when the ha. So the most important case was with the pronoun ha. Yes?
Yes.
Ha. So when it has a dhamma, sometimes you prolong the sound. Hu. When it has a kasra, sometimes you prolong the sound. He. Rabbihi. Lahu. Okay? But there were certain conditions that if the letter ha and the word which has the letter ha, the word ha, actually it's a word, okay? It's a pronoun. So if the word, okay, meets those conditions, of course we prolong the sound. If the word does not meet the conditions, of course you do not have to prolong it. For example, one of the conditions was, Mahdi, that the letter ha should not be sucking the ha itself.
So if the ha is saken, we can't pronounce it.
We cannot even pronounce it with a harakat.
Yes.
Yes? We cannot assign it with a harakat. O, A, A. No. It doesn't have... We don't have any word, I think, that has... That, I mean, the letter or the word ha has a fatha. Okay, it only has a dhamma or a kasra. This ha, okay? So the ha which has a fatha, that's the ha which is a pronoun for female. Ha, with an alif it is. That's why it has a fatha, okay? And it doesn't accept a kasra or a dhamma, right? For example, min ha, biha. You cannot say bihe, which is with an alif. No, it doesn't accept a kasra. So that is the pronoun which is used for, ha pronoun which is used for female. But remember that this ha that we are talking, ishba'u ha il-dhamir, it means like prolonging the sound of ha, which is the pronoun, okay? We have to prolong it. It's the pronoun which is used for male, not female, okay? This one. And it's singular. Okay, Muhammad Yahya?
Yes.
So, the first condition was when you see that the ha letter, the ha word, okay, the dhamir, the pronoun itself, it's not sakin. If it is sakin, no. You can't prolong the sound because it doesn't produce any sound that you can that you should prolong it, okay? So, Mahdi, the second condition was that the previous letter before that, it should not be sakin.
Yeah, because if it be sakin, we can't also read.
Oh, we cannot. Like min ho. Min ho.
We can't
yes?
do min
ho. Noon is sakin before ha, right? Yes. You cannot say min hu. It's wrong. Okay? It's wrong. So you don't have to say this way. An ho. You cannot prolong the sound of ho. An hu. No. And one more condition you gotta remember is this. Inshallah, today's lesson as well, one of the cases is
that
we'll be talking about this news topic. The third condition to remember is that the letter after the letter ha. Look, we're talking about the letter ha itself, the letter before, and the letter after.
It shouldn't be sakin.
The letter after the ha as well should not be sakin. So three conditions. One, the ha itself should not be sakin. The previous letter should not be sakin, and the third letter or the letter after the letter ha should not be sakin.
But okay? Today's like this Quran that we have, it just we don't need to see this. Just they put a small sign.
Small sign of, yeah. Nowadays in some of the Qurans, not all the Qurans, okay. So they have printed okay the Qurans. There is also like a small wall.
Oh yeah.
Small wall, a tiny or a baby wall, okay, written after the word ha. Small, tiny, like a dhamma, even smaller than a dhamma. So that helps you understand that, Hussein Musa, you gotta prolong the sound.
Yeah, the like hu.
Great, that's oo sound, prolong the sound. The ha has a kasra, there is what? Small, tiny ya, okay? A fallen ya, like it's a different ya this way. Like a fish. That tiny ya is written there, okay, to help you, and it marks that you have to prolong the sound, the E sound. Bihi. Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min faydi dhiya ayatul.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, now, remember, Minhal Hussein, that we said the third condition is that the next letter after ha should not be sakin. If the next letter after ha is sakin, for example, that's alif and lam. Either alif, lam, ta'rif with shamsi letters, with moon letter, sun letters, okay? Or qamari letters, moon letters, okay? So what do? The ha is directly connected to the lam and you do not prolong the sound.
I have a question. If the before letter has tashdid, still we can't do that?
Tashdid, it means that the first letter is sakin, the second letter has harakat. It means the second letter which is before ha, that has harakat, that's okay.
And the third letter, if it has tashdid, we can't also do it?
No, here, I'm saying now, okay? Look, for example, alif and lam we have after ha. Suppose the word lahu, lahu, or bihi, bihi. Prolong the sound, yes? Bihi.
Bihi.
Great. That's the sound, okay? You prolong. But suppose there is another word, min Hussein, al-arud. Al-arud. Bihi, then al-arud. So the lam is sakin, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So the lam is sakin. Okay. That's the letter that comes after ha, yes? There is an alif, of course. That's hamzatul wasl because we skip it. So there's a lam. So how do you read it here?
Rabbi
should you prolong the sound?
Rabbihi.
You shouldn't.
Rabbihi, no, we didn't have rab. Bihi.
Bihi al-arz.
Bihi. Bihi al-arz. Join them together.
Bihi
al-arz. You do not, you no longer prolong it.
Yeah.
So we no longer prolong the sound. Bihi al-arz. No, 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 no. Bihi al-arz. Okay. Lahu al-arz. For example, lahu, lahu sama, for example, or any other word, okay?
Hmm.
So remember that if the letter after ha ul-dhamir is a sakin letter, again, we cannot prolong the sound. So in this, today's, some of the Qurans, okay? Some of the copyrights of the Qurans. So you see that it's very easy because they have already assigned the Ishba' al-Dhamir, okay, with
the waw,
a sign, a small yeah. tiny waw or a ya.
Yeah.
That's very easy. So wherever you do not see it, okay, it means you do not prolong.
Yes.
That's it. So let's recite a salawat, then we will go to the next topic. So alhamdulillah, we learned this one as well, the letters, okay, which are not written, but you got to pronounce them or produce a longer sound, okay, stretched sound. Now the next topic that we have to focus on, and it's very important because some of the students make a lot of mistakes with this. So it's this. In Arabic we say iltiqa'u sakinatain. Okay? Iltiqa'u sakinatain. Can you imagine?
Like two words.
So what does it mean in English?
Two sakins.
Ah, two sakin letters meet.
Yeah, meet together.
Each other. Or it'll be impossible to read.
Suppose, okay, for example, two blind and deaf people meet one another. What do they do? Two blind, same as that. Two blind, at the same time, deaf people meet one another, each other. So what do they do?
How do they meet each other?
How do they meet each other?
No one knows.
Okay, no one knows, yes? Only Mahdi knows. So,
no.
Those, okay. So two blind and deaf people, okay,
just
meet one another. They cannot hear each other. They cannot see each other. So it means they are completely sakin, so silent.
They can't.
So what should we do here, okay? So the first sakin, we use the previous harakat, the harakat of the previous letter, yes?
Yes.
For example, Mahdi, if I have Hamza with Fatha and Ba with Sukun, I say?
Tat? No, sorry.
Hamza with Fatha and there is a Ba with Sukun. I use the harakat of Hamza to pronounce the letter Ba, right? Ab.
What not?
Ad.
Ahab.
Whatever, okay? So there is a sakin letter. So you use the previous letter, okay? I mean the harakat of the previous letter to like pronounce the next letter, which is sakin. But what if two sakin letters are there? What can I do?
So
is it possible?
How it's possible that two reads together, two sakin okay, after each other?
How is it possible? Is it possible, Hussein Musa, in Arabic? You're an Arabic speaker.
Like in Arabic? No, it's not possible.
It's not possible because it's very difficult. So they don't have. Like you remember we said one time, okay, that the Arabic speakers, I mean in Arabic, okay, we don't have a word that starts with sukun.
That's, how will read that?
Either it's not, it doesn't exist, or it's very difficult, even if it exists, okay? It's very difficult to read it. We can't.
But
we can't. That's why we use Hamzatul Wasl. That's why we have Hamzatul Wasl, okay? Because the word starts with a sukun and it's difficult. We can't start it.
So say,
how can you start, for example, Alhamdulillah. Lam is sakin, okay? How can you read it? No, lam is sakin. I cannot read it. La, le, lo. I can't read it.
Alhamdulillah.
I can't read it. There, that's why I use a Hamzatul Wasl and put a harakat on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, okay? And read it.
Alhamdulillah.
Look, Alhamdulillah, it becomes. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, whatever, okay?
Ar-Rahman.
Understood? Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. We finished the session as well. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. And besides, thanks to you, students of Sevier International School. And thanks to me. Myself. Yes, also. Thank you so much for to those who help us hold this kind of sessions. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahiri.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajli ala Muhammad.